Ve'ema Hashem al Moshe Lema. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel. Va'amarta aleihem, say to them, Va'asu lahem tzitzis, and make for themselves fringes, al kanfei v'gdem l'derosam, on the corners of their garments for generations, for their descendants. For nasnu, and they shall place on the fringes, hakanaf, on the fringes of the corner, psal tchelis, a thread of sky blue wool. So what are tzitzis? Rashi says, Al shem ha-psilim ha-tulim ba. It's the threads that are hanging on them. Then he brings the pasuk, v'kachinu b'tzitzis Rashi, like a lock of hair. So tzitzis are like a lock of hair. Tavacha, tzitzis, al shem ha-ra'isim ha-isai. Tzitzis are something that you look at. Based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, meet tzitz min ha-charakim, peering through the lattice. So tzitzis is either their physical form, because they look like a lock, or it's to do with what happens to them. They're looked at. How are we meant to understand this? Rav Shimshon Falhash, in his own incredible way, takes it a bit further. And says, tzitzits stems from the word latzutz, which he actually relates phonetically to zuz, and sois, and sus. What's latzutz? A movement that bursts from the inside outwards. As a verb, tzitz denotes the bursting forth of a part of a plant from the stem and the branches to sprout, to blossom. As a noun, tzitz is a shoot or a blossom. On animal bodies, a tzitz is a wing, and tzitzis is a lock of hair. And that's why the Kohen Gadol wears a tzitz, not just something you look at, but it stands out upon the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara talks about a ziz. It's a projection. Hitzitz is to peer through the lattice because your gaze pierces through to the other side. And therefore, in our pasuk here, when we talk about tzitzis, what is this? These are the threads that protrude from a garment like sprouts. Chazal say, ein tzitzis ele yoytze. The word tzitzis means something that comes out from something else. It's like a Gemara Menachos. They say further, ein tzitzis ele anaf. Tzitzis is sprouting threads. And that's what it means in the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'kachinu b'tzitzis roishi. So therefore, tzitzis are sprouts of threads, just like their locks of hair in Yechezkel. So first things first is to understand that there's something that bursts forth from the inside. Something that's growing. Something that's coming almost organically. Perhaps tzitzis are meant to create this stream of consciousness, this flow of thoughts. Take ideas that are deep inside us and bring them out to see, to remember, to bring to the forefront of our consciousness. But these to put things together. So we start our journey to understand this parasha. Tzitzis are that which sprouts out, something that bursts forth from the inside out. That's what connects all of these ideas.